I join with you this time. There are those who stand close to you, who wish to give thanks to you all for the healing thoughts that have been sent out tonight. For this we thank you, my dear friends. And of course, we would hope and desire that those healing thoughts be sent not only from this room, but in your everyday lives. It is so easy to forget when you are occupied by daily living, to forget those who are in need. So, my dear friends, I would just say to you, remember all of those who are in distress each day of your living. I was interested to listen to one of you ask for help for the children in your world. Children specific to the life of the gentleman.
Yes.
But what I would like to say to you this time is, it is now coming that the children and the youth of your world must be made aware much more of their own spiritual beings. This, you know, is a responsibility not only for parents and close families, but also those peoples who are part of their everyday lives.
Yes.
Such as yourself, my dear friend, but all who come into contact must show these youth and children what is good about life.
Yes.
We would wish that humankind could move gently away from so much materialism.
Yes.
That holds your world at this time to ransom.
Yes.
Ransom of spirit. The children of your world deserve to know the truth. The truth as you have come to know it. The truth that never changes. The truth of love. Love of your fellow man, of each and every human being, no matter what their status.
Yes.
So, my dear friends, I reiterate to you the simplicities of my teaching and my purpose here is to give you the very simple truth of what life should be about.
Yes, that is a very important message for these times.
Yes.
I feel there are so many children who only get to observe the materialism.
Yes.
And that is a very sad situation.
Mm. We are happy with the way your planet in general is moving. There has been a raise of consciousness. Yes, we see it. And many people now think clearly for themselves. But your children and your youth are much more vulnerable. They are bombarded from every direction with so many gifts of materialism.
Yes.
You must help them, my dear friends, to return to those simpler things in life.
Yes.
Such as love, understanding, gentleness, all the attributes of spirit.
Yes.
I know it is a great task that we ask of you,
perhaps,
but it is achievable.
Yes.
Perhaps observing the beauties of nature is a pathway towards that status.
Yes. It is so untrue that small children cannot appreciate the beauty that surrounds them. Mm-hmm. I am sure, my dear friends, that you have watched infants who are fascinated by the smallest creatures and insects of your world.
Yes.
That is to be encouraged.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, as they grow up.
It should be an ongoing teaching.
I remember taking my youngest grandson for a walk, and we were looking for birds' nests, and found one, and I gently took the egg out and showed him. And he said, could he hold it? And I suppose it was about 3, maybe, and he actually kissed the egg, and I was not at all, but he probably wouldn't believe me if I'd held him now.
Yes.
It's a shame they lose that.
Yes.
Wonder.
But that is where the responsibility of adults come into play. Yes. Children are precious gifts of life and should be treated as such. Yes.
I think it's getting better for children in schools in the sense that they're given an opportunity to speak now, more so than before, where we have things like circle time, where the children are encouraged to sit in a circle, and nobody's more important than anybody else because they're in the circle, and we all have a chance to speak. It's quite a responsibility to chair such a circle time meeting.
Yes.
But we found this to be a very good way of enabling the children to have their voice and to feel valued.
And I am sure that you also must feel the blessings of doing such work.
Mm.
Yes. We know of your difficulties, but do not forget the blessings also.
Mm. Yes.
Or what better way is there than directing a child on the right pathway of life?
Mm. Yes.
And then you have that effect down each generation of human beings.
Mm.
That is what you should try to strive towards.
Yes.
Yes. You have the knowledge, and it is good that the word is spread, but all I say to you, my dear friends, is do not forget those special small human beings. You should listen to them sometimes. You might well learn something.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Sure. We do learn from them.
Yes.
Could I just ask a question for my daughter-in-law, Jan? She said, if you came tonight, would I say to you, does she have a need? Should she be worried, which I know she is worried at the moment?
All I will say is...
That's a difficult one.
All I say is that whatever comes to you, not only you or the lady in question, but anyone here or outside of this room, you must accept each minute, each hour, each day, each week, and know that whatever comes to you has to be dealt with. I would say to her, she rather worries too much. It would be most helpful to be a little more positive in her thinking.
Yeah, she was trying to be positive.
Yes, she struggles, I know, with it.
It is a problem, yes. I know where she's coming from.
Yes, but that is all you can do.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. Are there any questions about children? No.
Yes, I'm sure we... Yes, I was wondering, you said, because you have answered this question before, as I remember once asking you about why children can be so challenging, and you said that materialism was largely to blame for this, that the values are wrong. It's thinking of a way forward within a school environment, and the best way of helping children who are incredibly challenging, because in the school I work in, children are at my school because they are very challenging. It's a special school. The best way of helping children who when they get so upset and so stressed, and they can behave because of that so badly, really, by what we would consider behavioural standards.
Yes.
What is the best way of perhaps helping them, I suppose, is what you were saying about teaching them the spiritual messages of gentleness and kindness, patience.
And, of course, by example.
By example, yes.
My dear friend, before you lies a stairway.
Mm. Yes.
With many steps. I say to you, begin at the bottom and live in one moment of time.
Yes.
Do not try to go to the top of the stairway too quickly.
Yes.
That will not work. Love, understanding, patience, and example.
Mm.
Those are my words to you.
Yes.
I do not say it is easy, but it is most worthwhile.
Yes.
And of course, as I have just said to our dear lady friends, that positive thinking, remember again, I return to my teaching of thought, and that most powerful ally.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, staying positive sometimes when you know you've got a particularly challenging group waiting for you.
Yes.
It is,
I understand. Yes.
But it's extremely strange that, I mean, we should feel equally towards all children, but I often find myself feeling a particular something towards those children who are incredibly challenging.
Yes.
Their need is so great, it sort of makes you feel a warmth towards them.
Yes. That is your own spiritual being.
Yes.
Being attracted to those in need and being able to offer the help that is needed.
Yes.
That is why all children are bright lights. Remember that, and remember it in a spiritual manner, and not in a physical way.
Mm. Yes.
Yes.
I have found that children respond well to touch, when you touch their shoulder or their arm, when you're around them, as a way of communicating, to be very effective. And I've found that they do respond positively, nearly always, to a touch. Sometimes they like to sort of slap your hand, put their hand up to your hand or something. They all do their funny little things. But it does seem to... It is a type of communication of mutual respect or assurance or something that does seem to help them. And in England we're quite sort of not used to that type of thing. But it's come from America, and I've found this, they call it high fives, where you can touch their hands and all this. It does seem to work.
It matters not which country you live in.
Yes.
To be tactile is good for all peoples, not only children.
Yes.
But what is happening is nothing unusual. It is just a blending of spiritual energies.
Yes.
That is why it is comforting. That is why it works. Again, look to the spiritual equivalents and not the physical.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
Perhaps this is one area where the society in general does set a good example, because the touch, the handshake when people meet, it is one small area where the example is set of touch.
Yes.
I think the Italians do it better.
I will bow to your knowledge.
But one of the difficulties of a materialist society is that so so many bad examples are set.
Yes, I do not wish you to forgo all materialism in your lives. That would be foolish. But what is important is to put it in its correct place in your spiritual life. You understand?
Yes. Yes, unfortunately, when the bad examples are set, the press seems to publicise these.
Yes.
and the situation appears to be even worse.
Yes.
This is unfortunate within our society.
If only you could look upon these small children almost like a blank canvas whereupon the most beautiful picture can be created. That is something you could keep to the forefront of your thinking. Because that is what they are. These beautiful spiritual beings. And they want only to be loved and nurtured and guided. And to know and feel that they are loved. That is all anyone wishes for their lives. I am sure if you were to ask anyone, and I mean anyone, even people who dwell within your prisons in the world, what more do they desire than the love of someone?
Yes.
It is most important, my dear friends, that you nurture and cultivate the love in your lives today. And I wish to leave you with those words, those simple words. And it is a very small word in your vocabulary, but the most powerful.
Powerful teaching, Sunderland. Thank you very much.
Wonderful
words.
And as I do leave you, I will continue to work this time with this instrument. But I will say to you, there are many this time who stand close to you. So, allow yourselves, my dear friend, to feel their presence, to know their message to you, and ultimately to thank that great creative force of which we all belong.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Yeah.